Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Now, Josh, I don't even know why you let Junk Bond hog up any time on the remaining half hour of the show that you did with him.
Well, first off, good morning, my blessed brother. Well, it is his show, and I was a guest in his house.
Yeah, but you sounded so much better than he did.
I don't believe that for a moment.
Now, you see, now Bond was so humble that Bond gave you the good microphone, and he took the tin can microphone.
Well, actually, we had the cotton string strung between us.
Now, I didn't know this was coming, so I actually heard it for the first time when it was broadcast on Monday. And when he said, "Oh, look who's come into the studio, Mr. Joswell," I went, "Yeah, sure, Greg, right." Sure enough, there you were.
Well, you know, it was pretty interesting. That was one of the things he said. He was in the middle of recording. He's like, "Hey, how would you like to jump on for a little bit?" Sure, why not? What are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about the deception of the CIA. Well,
useful idiots.
I don't like useful idiot. I like willing sheep, and that Mike, ties right into what you're talking about this morning. I mean, that survey is really not that stunning when you consider that.
It's not.
No, not at all. Because you know, back when I was a children.
Cheering.
We had kindergarten through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Then about a decade and a half or 2 decades ago, we had this little thing called Head Start, where parents would drop their little tykes off or have them picked up by a bus when they were 4 years old, because 5 years old wasn't young enough. Now we have pre-Head Start. So
that's
now
right.
The little children's are getting dropped off when they're 3 years old. So if we take the time from you're 3 years old all the way to the time you're 22, just saying you're a normal children,
Sharon,
that you are part of the government education, nay, indoctrination system, for the better part of 2 decades. Well, if you look at the life expectancy of a normal American, the life expectancy is 78 years. Well, if you divide that by 4, that roughly turns out to be about 19 years.
So a quarter of your life.
And more or less the first quarter of your the part of your life that you can remember. So all of your memories from the time that you are old enough to start remembering stuff all the way until the time that you're ready to enter the workforce have been molded by this government. You get 40 hours a week, 45 hours a week in the indoctrination camp. You get 3 or 4 hours at home at night with your parents, if you're lucky, and the weekends if your parents have time for you. So when we look at the balance of influence between the government indoctrination camp, the school, and the parents, the government indoctrination camp surely has a larger part of that. And for most parents, they're more than willing to send their little tyke off to the government indoctrination camp because they're a valuable daycare to allow them to pursue whatever material things that they want to pursue, whether it's by force because they need to pay all these ghastly expenses the government's heaped upon them or their complicit financial institutions,